It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about music and kids. Okay, what kids song do you immediately think of when I say the word Barney?
I love you. You love me.
The horror. Yes, that's a prime example of what we're focusing on today. Annoying kid music.
That one qualifies, but kids just seem to love it. Here's a funny annoying music story I read about. Some high school kids who played the song Baby by Justin Bieber over and over on the school intercom every time the kids changed classes, and they did this for days. The idea was that they would play the song until the school reached its $1,000 financial goal, and you can bet that they met it really fast.
That's a very creative like way that. To raise money. Music torture, that's mm-hmm. a new one. Well, pretty early on with my kids, I worked on balancing my music with their music. I at least tried to play less annoying kids' music, like Dan Zane's or Trout Fishing in America. Those kids' songs get stuck in your head, so you have to be selective about what you want to be humming all day.
That is true. My daughter always liked the Philadelphia Chickens music. I still love Please Can I Keep It and Snuggle Puppy from that CD. Of course, she also loved If All the Raindrops Were Lemon Drops and Gumdrops.
Oh, great. Oh, well, now that's going to be stuck in my head. Thanks for that. That's an earworm.
Yep, earworm.
Some of the Disney artists aren't too bad, but anything on a constant loop can make you want to hurl the TV or radio out the window.
Yes. Well, thanks for listening today, and we hope it wasn't too annoying, and we hope that those songs aren't stuck in your head all day. We'll be back tomorrow morning to talk about music again. In the meantime, visit us over at our website. That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.